Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, September 17th, and there is one thing on everyone's mind today.
It's Fed Day. The market is just holding its breath. You can feel it. Futures are pointing just a little bit lower, but really, it's a flat line. Everyone is waiting for 2 p.m. Eastern.
Exactly. It feels like the calm before the storm. Now, the market has a 25 basis point rate cut totally priced in, right? So what's the real story here?
The rate cut itself is a done deal. The real fireworks will be in the details. We're talking about the summary of economic projections and, crucially, that dot plot. The market is betting on 3 cuts this year. If that changes, even slightly, watch out.
So any deviation from that could be seen as a major headwind for a market sitting at record highs. Is there a risk of a sell-the-news event even if they are dovish?
Absolutely. That's the tightrope we're walking. If they're too hawkish, the market pulls back. If they're perfectly dovish, traders who bought the rumor might just sell the news. It's a tricky setup.
Okay, so a classic trader's dilemma. Before we get to the Fed, we do have some economic data hitting at 8:30 a.m. What's on the docket?
We've got August housing starts and building permits. The consensus is looking for a slight cool down. But what really caught my eye was the weekly MBA Mortgage Applications Index. It jumped almost 30%. That's a huge number.
Wow, 30%. That suggests the housing market still has some serious legs. Let's pivot to the technicals. What are the charts telling you this morning?
The charts are screaming consolidation. They're basically mirroring the market's mood. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, we're stuck in a tight range. Look for support right around 659. With resistance at the 660 to 660.50 level.
And what about the NASDAQ? The QQQ?
Same story, different ticker. QQQ is hovering around 590. The key psychological and technical support is right there at 590. On the upside, 591 is the level it needs to break to show any real strength.
So basically, the market is coiling up like a spring. I also see that volatility, the VXX, is ticking down. Does that suggest complacency?
It suggests a lack of immediate fear, but I wouldn't call it complacency. It's more anticipation. The calm can be deceiving. Any surprises this afternoon could send volatility spiking. For now, defensive sectors like utilities and consumer staples are showing resilience, which tells you some investors are playing it safe.
Got it. Let's look at some individual names making moves this morning, because there are quite a few. Where should we start?
Let's start with the big one, NVIDIA. The stock is slipping in the pre-market. We're getting reports that China has advised its tech companies to stop buying NVIDIA chips. That's a major headline.
A huge headline. That's a direct shot. And speaking of big tech, Apple is also in the news. Not great news either.
Right. iPhone sales reportedly declined in China ahead of the new iPhone 17 launch. So you have two of the market's biggest players facing some serious headwinds out of China this morning.
Okay, definitely something to watch. On the earnings front, it's pretty quiet, but we did hear from General Mills.
Yep, GIS beat earnings per share by a nickel, revenues were in line, and they reaffirmed their guidance for the full year. A solid, steady report. The stock is basically flat. No drama there.
All right, let's hit the M&A and IPO desk. What's happening?
We've got a big deal in real estate. Paramount Group, ticker PGRE, is being acquired by Rhythm Capital for $1.6 billion. And for IPOs, StubHub is finally here. It priced its IPO at $23.50 a share, right in the middle of its expected range.
StubHub is public. That'll be a fun one to watch. Let's talk about the biggest movers. Who is gapping up and who is gapping down?
The big winner is New Fortress Energy, NFE. It's soaring over 44%. They announced an agreement for a long-term LNG supply to Puerto Rico. On the downside, Diversified Energy, DEC, is dropping about 7% on a secondary offering.
A 44% pop. Incredible. Now, the analysts have been busy. Any upgrades or downgrades that traders need to know about?
A few really interesting ones. Workday, WDAY, is getting a lot of love, with upgrades from both Guggenheim and Piper Sandler. That stock is gapping up almost 6%. On the other hand, FedEx is getting a downgrade too, in line, from Evercore, just ahead of their earnings report tomorrow. That's a notable call.
I see Eli Lilly also got a downgrade to hold from Berenberg. That's a big name to see getting cooled on.
It is. And Netflix got a nice upgrade to buy from Loop Capital, with a massive $1,350 price target. So some real divergence in the analyst calls on megacap names today.
Okay, so let's put it all together. The market is on hold for the Fed. Key tech names are facing China headwinds, but there are pockets of real strength. What's the key takeaway for traders at the open?
The takeaway is to be cautiously bullish, but stay nimble. The primary indicators are still bullish, but the market is clearly hesitating. I would focus on selective long setups in sectors that are already showing strength, like energy and consumer discretionary. Don't chase the big tech names without confirmation.
And what's on your specific watch list for today?
I'm watching AVAV for a potential continuation of its recent strength. And for an anticipation play, I'm watching NVIDIA. After this China news, it's going to be volatile and could set up for a trade in either direction. But the most important rule for today is keep your stops tight. The Fed announcement can and will move this market in a heartbeat.
Excellent advice. Be careful out there, everyone. It's all about risk management on a day like today. That's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose.